Good evening and welcome to Town Square. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. Turn up the radio, bring your phone closer, and get ready to have a conversation because it includes you. If you'd like to join us anytime during the program, the phone lines are open. 941-3689 is the number to call if you're on Oahu. That's 941-3689. And from the neighbor islands, or if you're listening to the live stream someplace else, 877-941-3689 gets you to us. Co-working, collective effort, groupthink. They're all conceptual buzzwords that have turned a lot of workplaces and classroom spaces into open plan designs ready to facilitate high interaction and collaborative projects. You don't necessarily have to be in a big company or at a school to be part of the trend. From Hawaii's box jelly to New York's new house, Sol entrepreneurs can enjoy benefits of working with others too. Tonight on Town Square, we're going to look at how Hawaii workplaces and classrooms are changing. And Bettina Maynard would know. She's the COO of Architects Hawaii. She's also the firm's Director of Marketing and Human Resources. Mahina Hugo, head of school at La Pietra, is also here, and she's getting an education in collaborative workspace design. 16 of the school's classrooms are undergoing a makeover even as we speak. If your classroom or workplace has changed its floor plan and its whole feel to facilitate more collaborative interaction, we want to hear from you, too. Again, our number is 941-3689 or 877-941-3689. Thank you both for being here.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Great to be here.
Bettina, let me start with you, because you're not only an architect, but you're also someone who has been using all of your skills to create a space for your firm, and that has changed the way you look at life.
Well, I wouldn't quite go that far. But we had an opportunity when the lease of the office space in which we were, over 30 years, drew to an end. And we thought, well, what other space is available that will allow us to, you know, represent us in the way that we now work and live? And that is highly creative, more sustainable. So we went out and looked for a new space and had the opportunity to create something for ourselves. And that was a really rewarding experience.
And something that you're now helping other clients to develop, too. So it's not just a matter of theory or academic understanding, but real life for you.
It's throw and tell now, yep.
So if you had to describe it to the rest of us, because some people haven't seen your new place in Pacific Guardian Center, but What are the differences? If I walk in, take me on a virtual tour.
Virtual tour. I think the first thing you would notice as you step out of the elevator is it's very bright. It's white. It's very welcoming. It's contemporary. There's a modern feel to it. It stands apart from the other 30 floors maybe that you pass on the way up because it is not the usual dark. It's very intended to be very welcoming. So as you step out of the elevator, you'll step on a wood floor made out of recycled teak. It then leads you to a reception desk and a lobby that has a sweeping view of the mountains. There is a light fixture that resembles a cloud, kind of abstract, and there's a skylight. How many offices in town actually have the luxury of a skylight?
Well, at least one, yours.
Well, yeah, there might be another one, but there aren't many. As you then step into our workspace, it is wide open. There are no individual offices of partners. Actually, our interns sit on the same workstation as our CEO or chairman does. And we have a furniture system in place that is called benching. And the partitions between our workspaces are quite low. So as you sit, you can look through the entire office. You can look over the partitions. which means that when you're on the 31st floor of the Makai Tower in Pacific Guardian, you have a breathtaking view no matter what station in the office you have. There are collaboration spaces that hug the core of the building. They are all glass, except for the dividers in between these individual spaces. They are marker board type dividers. We can join spaces depending how big of a group would want to meet, or we can close them and have meetings in there.
So what I'm hearing you say is that, you know, the space that you've created takes advantage of many trends: accessibility, mobility, lines of sight, knowing that you can change a situation just by moving a few pieces of furniture, and the fact that it is open, warm, and welcoming to collaboration, not somehow, you know, squirreling people away in the cubby holes of yore.
Yeah, and you mentioned a core word here. You mentioned collaboration. I think if I would have to pick one, that word that describes what we're trying to do, that would be the one. We have dispersed in like the corners of the office floor plan. We have lounges. We have many tables that are on rollers. They're movable. Chairs are movable. So there's a lot of fluidity. There's a lot of interaction. Things can transform with the need. It works quite well.
I want to get Mahina into this too, because you are doing something similar with the school, with La Pietra, but only obviously for kids and girls in a classroom. How much like this description of Bettina's office is a classroom at La Pietra going to be by the end of summer?
Well, I had to laugh as I visited with Bettina yesterday. I felt like I was looking in the mirror to sort of some of the furniture that we're currently have ordered and that will be in our classrooms. But very much the same idea, a lot of mobility in the classroom. The opportunity for the desk and chairs to be moved together into pods of groups, or, you know, separately. We also have the mobile whiteboards that can be moved. They're smaller, where they can go with the work of the girls, or they can be up front. The other part of this is not just our students, but we want our teachers to be involved as well. And so we've provided them with mobile workstations. And same idea, we want them to be around, they can facilitate. That's a word that we're big on now as far as with our teachers. We look at it as teachers as facilitators to help encourage the discussion, not just strictly lectures anymore.
No, this is the guide on the side idea that's come back to us.
You got it. And so it's fascinating. And the use of technology as being accessible is a nice idea as well. We still believe, of course, in the face-to-face, but having that balance, the accessibility with technology, learning can take place anywhere. And that's huge for us. I mean, our entire campus is wireless, and so to be able to take the furniture outside or just have the computers outside, they can be on the lawn, and, you know, learning can really take place anywhere, which is an interesting idea. And so having, even in our labs, the longer, bigger tables, they can rise for our taller students in the older grades, and then they can be lowered for our younger students. And so really, and they stack very nicely to open up a room. So a lot of just similarities between the office space and our educational environment. And the idea here is just always to maximize the learning and the opportunities for our students.
And keep it flexible.
Correct.
We've heard this for a long time. I mean, looking at some of the trends on the mainland, are we a little bit behind the curve in most buildings? I mean, certainly schools, but in most offices, that still that little... that little cubicle is still kind of king?
I'm afraid we are a tiny bit.
Oh, a tiny bit.
A tiny bit. The excitement about that we see in our clients and consultants that come visit our office, it's encouraging to see how much everybody is very complimentary, has very positive words to say, but it's an indication that, you know, there aren't that many spaces like this around yet. So we are looking forward to maybe, you know, helping others to create an environment like that.
I think in my case, I think La Pietra has gone in this direction earlier, but to have the resources to actually have it come to fruition has been very exciting.
Your money helps.
That's exactly. So I think, you know, with the furniture that we've had all these years and trying to actually move the bulkiness of them and try to create teacher as facilitator, I think that idea has been there. But really to have the resources and have it come to life is very exciting for us.
Tonight on Town Square, we're talking about changes in workplaces, in the space that you might find yourself working in, and certainly a classroom that your child might be learning in. What does it mean to have a much more open plan? Does it mean that our thinking becomes equally as open? Some studies suggest so. If your workplace has changed, if your child's classroom has changed, if you're a teacher and you're changing your classroom to take advantage of some of the newer research, we want to hear from you. 941-3689 is our number, 941-3689, if you're on Oahu, use that one. And if you are calling us from the neighbor islands, 877-941-3689. Can a change space redefine the way we are productive and the way we think? Some scientists say so. What do you say? 941-3689. This has been a long discussion over many years, really. If you know, you change your space, do you change your thinking? People who have been rearranging a living room, a bedroom, something new, designers have known that for a very long time. But in really looking at it from a productivity standpoint, that's a little bit of a newer perspective. Have you been able to chart any changes in the way your staff has been more or less productive or more or less inclined to work with each other in certain ways that perhaps they didn't before, Bettina?
I don't have numbers. And I think even as we are in that space for a longer time, it will be hard to put a hard number to that. But one thing that I can say is that we have a very happy, very excited staff right now.
Happy is good. It usually leads to productivity.
I would definitely say we're productive. I mean, how could I not? But the concern that I had originally was moving each one of our employees from a workstation that had the traditional L shape or the U shape with the higher partitions that provided a certain degree of privacy into an environment that was entirely open. I mean, in our new floor plan, you can see from one end to the building all the way to the other end.
Which means everyone can see you too.
That's correct. Yes. So I was a tiny bit worried that there might be some challenges in the beginning to get everybody, working together well. We haven't had a single complaint about it, and quite the opposite. People express how nice it is, how much easier it is to work together. For example, we were on two floors prior. So our staff was to a certain degree separated. I mean, only two floors, there's a stair in between, but yet not on the same plate. Now we are on the same plate. And even our accounting department that previously had a closed door is now part of the office. There are no closed doors. They have the same type of workstations like the rest of us. And there is there's a trust, there's a camaraderie, there is a reinforcement of teamwork that is quite spectacular.
It really is a leveling or flattening of the power structure.
Yeah, and that works well in our firm. I think that the two work well. Yeah.
I mean, it might not work for everybody, but certainly in creative industries, it's working pretty well. I mean, if you have something that's very confidential that you need to discuss, you go someplace where you can have that confidential conversation. 941-3689 is our number if you want to have a not terribly confidential conversation with us about changes to your space, either in a classroom or in your workplace. 941-3689. We're talking with Bettina Maynard. She is the COO of Architects Hawaii about what her firm has done to change their workspace. And also we've got Mahina Hugo here too. She is the head of school at La Pietra. Several classrooms, actually more than several, 16 of them, as well as spaces for teachers and mobile workspaces, all kinds of changes happening at the school this summer, and what that will mean for changes in learning and the ability to collaborate, which is the big word about all this collaboration. How does that strike you? You like this idea? If you have a cubicle, are you dying to get out of it? Would you like to be in a more flat power structure where everyone can see everyone from the COO on down? What do you have to say about changes to workspace space planning? 941-3689 or 877-941-3689. It really is more than just space planning, though. It has to do with a sense of fluidity about all of this so that no one feels locked in. What you may be losing in a little bit of privacy from what, you know, your situation looks like over there, it seems that there's a lot more opportunities for people to feel that they can be as fluid in their thinking as the furniture is mobile.
Yeah. And like you said earlier, it lends itself to the creative industries like, you know, ours.
We've got a caller on the line who would like to ask a question, get involved in the conversation too, and you are certainly welcome. Andy, thanks for joining us from Punch Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just thought I would mention the co-working space I work at, Box Jelly. They have a nap room, which is really non-traditional, but really helps me out. Oftentimes I get to the co-working space and I'm pretty tired, and then when about 2:30 p.m. rolls around, I take a nap, about 20-minute nap, and you know, that really refreshes me. And I think it's pretty non-traditional, yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't think that there's a nap room anywhere around Hawaii Public Radio.
Wait.
But wait, Bettina would like to tell you something because you're going to tell me you have a nap room?
We have a nap room.
Well, yes. There you go.
Oh, you do. Fantastic.
Yes. And it's not a staged call, but thank you for calling in.
Yeah, you don't know Andy, do you?
No, I don't know Andy.
Well, there you go. At least we know there are two places in town where you can find a nap room. Thanks, Andy, for the call. If your workspace has changed, if your classroom is changing, if you're a teacher looking at changing your classroom this summer to be a little bit more creative, or at least to engender a little bit more collaboration with your students, we want to hear from you. 941-3689, 941-3689 if you're on Oahu. And if you're on the neighbor islands, call us at 877-941-3689. I love that, a nap room. But, you know, part of this is it's not just, you know, the Microsoft or the Apple way of looking at the world, although that certainly began to change how we regarded space in a work environment. And also to acknowledge that, you know, people are people. And if you're tired and if you're grumpy and you can't get something good to eat, maybe you're going to be not as productive for your firm as you might otherwise be, or not as great a student as you possibly could be. We now have silence. We have to pick one of you. Go ahead, Mahina, go ahead.
I was going to actually have you elaborate on the nap room that I got to see yesterday because it was really cool, and the story you shared with that.
The story that I shared yesterday was that we had a couple of people on staff that said, you know, if we get to do our new office, and our design process for the new office was very collaborative. I mean, we had staff involved, so some people came and said, you know, how about a nap room? And I have to admit, a foreign concept to me. Until I sat next to somebody that kind of middle of lunch, frankly, said, I'll take a nap. Now, I can't turn myself off in the middle of the
day.
You're
not a power napper.
I wish I was, but no, I am not. And within seconds, that person was asleep. He was snoring. And he was for 20 minutes. And then his, you know, his alarm went off and he woke up.
And you sat there.
And he was sitting next to me. And he was completely refreshed. So I now believe in the power of the power nap. And frankly, if the feedback from a company perspective of an employee is, you know, this would make me a better worker, this is something that will help me with my, you know, with being a productive employee and a happier person, then we got to work with that.
Well, considering that we know that we are a sleep-deprived nation and most people come to work and they are missing a lot of hours of sleep, and there's those, you know, funny hours between about 2 and 4 where everybody sort of tanks a little bit and then maybe gets a second wind, try to make those hours a little bit more productive. But don't you just hate people who can power nap like that? I tell you, you know, if there was something that would engender a little bit of jealousy on my part, that might be it. But we want to hear from you. Do you find yourself thinking, gosh, I wish our office would do that? Or are you really happy with your little cubicle? 941-3689 is our number, 941-3689, or 877-941-3689. Some of you may be getting ready to leave your little cubicle right now, and we want to hear from you. 941-3689 or 877-941-3689. That's the number to call us. If you're on the neighbor islands, we want to hear from you, too. We spend a lot of our life in an office. We spend a lot of our life in a classroom. The idea being that it should be as productive, it should be as supportive as possible. And maybe if we all can't have nap rooms, at least we can have places which help us to work better and more efficiently with each other. How do you measure how efficiently someone can work when they're in an open plan like this as opposed to getting stuck behind a little cubicle?
I'm not sure if that's really measurable. If it is measurable, we're not doing it. I think one way of looking at this is how happy a person is. Because the happier the person or the student, mm-hmm. frankly, the more, you know, the more productive they are.
Happiness is a pretty good litmus test.
Mm-hmm. In my classrooms, we can actually tell the girls will start to collaborate and really break down a topic to the point of the discussion will take different sides. And so it's really exciting to see. It's not just sitting there taking notes anymore, but you can really see them wanting to talk through something or talk about something, and the interest is there. And so it's not quiet. And then once you break that group apart and you send them to another pod, and again, the discussion will just start up. So being able to see that, and again, we have a little saying at our school, it's called, we want learning to be a pleasurable struggle. And so really to have a bit of that and to see this occurring and having this mobility is a neat thing.
Kind of like life.
It's true. And one of the stories I want to share with technology being a piece of this in the mobility is we had a student a couple years back who had to go in for a extended period of time into the hospital. And it was really cool. This is when Skype first came out. But the ability that she could sit through the lectures and or not lectures, but hear what the class was doing while she was in the hospital was a really neat thing. Or if somebody's absent, we can actually set up in her desk the mobile learning right there, and she can tune in from home or wherever she is. So to have that accessibility and really take advantage of the learning environment is a neat thing.
But what's happening in both cases seems to be that the emphasis is being placed on the students, on the entire staff, and not so much this hierarchical structure that, you know, some of us may have grown up with in part or in whole, where you have the teacher being the focal point or the top of the pyramid, COO being the focal point, but everybody there working and accessible to each other, more than just the open door policy. It's the open air policy for,
one,
you know,
right.
for
one
classes
of the
that maybe
finding,
go outside.
One of the things we're finding is just as much as the kids or girls are collaborating, then we find our teachers doing the same thing with each other.
Kind
so
of
the level just
boats. Kind of,
it yeah. just continues to flow over. They get really excited about what's happening, and they want to collaborate as well as teachers. And you just see the whole thing taking off. And so really it does. It sparks it at all levels.
And you see sort of one modeling the other and the other one, you know, feeding it right back again.
Right. And then teachers being able to say what really worked in their room today as far as discussion points and how that looked. And then they can collaborate and maybe take back some of that to their own subject matter.
If you'd like to join us, the phone lines are open, 941-3689 if you're on Oahu, or 877-941-3689. So you like your office, do you? Your nice little cubicle or the office that has a door where you can close to get yourself a little sanity, get a little privacy, not have to deal with everybody else's stuff until you're darn ready to and you open the door again? Or does all of this sound really, really intriguing to be in a very open plan room and be able to see everyone from the chief executive officer all the way on down? Civil Beat is very much like that, too, if you go to their offices. There are other places in town that are doing that. Certainly, Bettina Maynard's Architects Hawaii firm has been doing that with their new move and their new location. But certainly, there are places that just aren't conducive to that. Is yours one of them? Is there something that you're thinking about doing in moving to a different location that might give you some better accessibility to the people you work with? 941-3689. How important is it to you to be able to have collaboration in your workplace or in your classroom? 941-3689 or 877-941-3689. We're going to Susie calling us from Diamond Head. Aloha, Susie. Thanks for your patience.
Aloha.
Hi there.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Yes, I had one of those cubicles. It was a studio-sized office. I had two computers running in there, a fax machine, and printers. The air conditioner was running constantly in the whole building and in the hallways. And I just closed all of that down.
You closed all of that down in what way?
I shut it down. I fired the phone company. I moved my computer home. The other computer went to my coworker's house. We ported our phone number to a company that just forwards the calls to our cell phones.
Okay, but so you went from working in one space together to just taking everything home to respective houses, so now you don't see each other?
We see each other when we have pleasurable lunches out, business meetings out, but we have a floating office, a virtual office. We have our iPhones and our iPads.
Which, again, is another trend that we've been seeing, although some people who are, you know, solopreneurs, I always stumble over that one, solopreneurs, what a word, have reported that it's very lonely to be at home doing that and only seeing each other when you have to.
We don't really work, per se, from home. We may have to do some tasks on the computer, but we can do them at midnight. We don't have to do them between 9 and 5. Our time is spent floating around the community and being out there with our clients.
So it was a different thing for you because you get to consult and you get to be there with other people when you need to and see other people in the community. And for people who are consultants or who are reps for companies, that's a different way of being. But when you are working on projects together and you need to share the same space, then looking at a different plan might make you more or less productive. 941-3689 is our number, or 877-941-3689. We're talking about changes in workplaces and changes in classrooms that might just bring you some changes in your thinking. 941-3689 or 877-941-3689. Marie calling us from Kaneohe. Aloha, Marie. Welcome to Town Square.
Aloha, thank you for your incredible show.
Oh,
my husband and I are both teachers, and my husband founded the Power Nap Club in University of Hawaii, Maui, and found that three times a week, 20-minute sessions with music, that all the kids were, their grades rose. So he had success with that. I also am a teacher, and I have been integrating some yoga and also breathing exercises to bring down the heart rate and the blood pressure to help the students focus. And the students are sleep deprived, and their nervous systems are tapped with having 7 or 8 classes a day. And to just take, you know, a couple minutes every day with the lights out and doing, we can do a 4-7-8 or a 4-4-4 breathing exercise. It has been really beneficial, and the graduating seniors are writing me notes of thanking me for that time.
Boy, are they lucky students to have a teacher who is that progressive. Mahina, is this something that you find some of your teachers talking about? How do we integrate other things besides just a great space. And thanks, Marie, for the call. Because it's not just the space you find yourself in, but it's the people that, are teaching you or the people that you're working with. How far do you go with this?
That was a great one, Marie. Thank you for the call, and what a great idea. You know, I think with our each individual teachers, for example, I'm not, you know, if you're familiar with block scheduling, we do 4 classes a day and they're 80-minute blocks. And so what that does to a certain degree is our teachers obviously can't just do one style of teaching the entire 80 minutes. And so as a matter of fact, we really encourage the teachers to take lots of breaks in between. It's not quite the same as a little power nap or things like that. But we really do, because we understand that in those blocks of time that you do need to refocus and regain, you know, what you just take a break, get out, go on to the lanai or whatever. And so we do see that often. It's not uncommon. And, you know, sort of preparing them for college as we are college prep, we actually encourage that. And even with our teachers and their prep blocks, it's not necessarily just staying there to prep. It's really their time to go out and exercise or do the things that they feel that they need to refresh themselves. But not quite to the degree, but I like that idea a lot. So thank you for that.
A couple of years ago, we talked with John Medina, who is a biologist and a researcher. He wrote a book called Brain Rules. And one of his big issues was that we are sitting way, way, way too much. And so much so that he had a walking desk that he created for himself. He said, really, our brains are meant to function at their peak when we are moving, and that we simply don't move enough, even to get up and talk to a coworker, as opposed to simply sending an email or picking up a phone. How do we encourage people to move more and not just necessarily the furniture around? Bettina, when you're in a work situation?
Great question. We discussed that, and we actually did look into stand-up type desks. Now, they didn't quite work right for us. We didn't think that was the right way to go. But we feel that collaboration works if there are, benching works if there are many alternative ways of working, meaning we have islands throughout the office. They're really storage islands. We have, you know, project information in there, but they're wide open counters. And they are just about bar height, so it's very comfortable to stand around them, 3 people, 4 people, 5 people, whatever it takes, and discuss something. So you're standing up. Also, we made a point, for example, to have our coffee pot not on the same floor. We have a portion of the floor below, and
so if you want coffee, you got to earn it by walking for it.
You kind of actually have to do that. That's correct. So we have on this additional floor no workstations. All our staff is on one floor, but on that partial other floor, we have a big staff multi-purpose room we use for design charrettes, those types of things. But it also has a kitchen, big refrigerator in there, the microwaves, the coffee machine. So there is we encourage the moving back and forth, because it is, like you say, not conducive to creativity to sit all day.
You just sort
healthy.
Of start to calcify and attach yourself to the seat, and it gets tougher and tougher to get up unless you really, really have to. 941-3689 is our number, or 877-941-3689. Do you get around your office enough? Is your office conducive to movement? Or can you just sock it in and stay there for a while and look up and see that 6 or 7 hours have gone by? What does your office look like, and what do you wish it looked like? 941-3689 or 877-941-689. We're looking at changes in the workplace that allow changes for workspace and classroom space, so that hopefully thinking broadens, changes in the way we interact with each other and are able to collaborate with each other also is enhanced. 941-3689 or 877-941-3689. We want to hear from you. Do you have an office you love? Do you have an office you simply hate and wish you could change? Let us know, 941-3689 or 877-941-3689 if you call us from the neighbor islands or if you're listening to the live stream. Okay, so they've got to run around for their coffee up and down and find it if they're over there at Architects Hawaii. What happens at La Pietra? I mean, you have a campus, which is a different thing altogether.
We have a beautiful campus. I don't know if you've had a sneak peek at La Pietra, but we're located on the slopes of Diamond Head. And so we really, if it's the students or the teachers, but we have our faculty lounge does have showers in them. We do have spaces for them to rest as well. And so many of our teachers will either come to work early and work out. You'll see a lot of surfboards in classrooms as well as around campus to make use on either their prep block or students after school to check out the surf.
So movement is a big thing.
Is
and
a
not
big
that kids
thing.
Really need a lot of help not to move
right.
or to move more. They seem to be constantly in motion until maybe a classroom is a little too warm and you're in there and you get the sleepies,
right.
which is part of why you've been changing how you do what you do to keep people moving around and thinking.
Correct. And so location plus this new furniture, the mobility, we're hoping that really this does help support
All right,
what we're doing.
All right, we're going to go off to David calling us from Mililani. If you'd like to be next, 941-3689 or 877-941-3689. Would you like to rework your workplace and make it a little bit more conducive to collaboration? Or do you like it just the way it is now? 941-3689 or 877-941-3689. Going to David calling us from Mililani. Aloha, David. Welcome to Town Square.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. So what's, what do you want to see happen with your workplace, or are you really happy with the way it is right now?
Well, it's taken us a little while to get it in a situation that works well for us, but our major workspace has individual offices all surrounding a central area, and in that central area, we've put some desks, some workstations. It allows for certain processes to only be done in that outer or in that central area. So people have to get out of their office in order to do some of these processes. It means that, of course, while they're out in that open area, they overhear what's going on in other offices. They can be drawn into the discussion, and we find that it helps keep people from getting holed up in their offices when there's some function they have to do that's in that central area.
It's sort of like having to go and find your coffee elsewhere.
I'm
teasing Bettina over that one because I just love that when you have to get up and not just go to the bathroom, but go get something else that you really need and see other people along the way, too, and not just find yourself socked in someplace. It seems almost, David, that you have almost a hybrid situation where you've got this big open space, but you have maintained individual offices. Are people liking that idea that they can be out together when they need to or drawn into someone's office when they want to?
We had to kind of adjust to it because people kind of like their privacy, but every individual office has glass doors, and we encourage people, if you're conducting business and privacy is an issue. For example, this is an educational institution, so occasionally we're talking to students, and there's information that needs to be kept private. So close your doors when you are in that situation, but we encourage the staff, keep your doors open, as long as you can still function and get your work done with the noise that's going to take place in the in that central office. And we find that because your door is open, you're going to overhear conversations, and it's going to be much easier to walk into somebody else's office when the door is open and there's already the feeling that I'm invited in just because the door is open.
Well, David, I'm glad you're well becoming more well adjusted in that new environment and your staff as well. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
Now, one thing, though, all this is sounding wonderfully rosy, but for some people who are introverts, who really may feel that they're too exposed. What do you do about that? Because it seems in some ways open plans really favor people who are extroverts, who don't mind other people looking at them or being able to see everybody else, who can carve out their own mental space just by being right there where they're sitting. And they don't necessarily have to feel some sense of protected, or they just don't want to be around all the chatter and the conversation, and they just need to be a little bit more protected. Is there a way of protecting introverts too?
You know, it's kind of funny that you mentioned the introvert and the extrovert. We, last year, when we started with this process, we did one of these tests. We said, okay,
you know, Myers-Briggs?
Yeah, you know, who's an introvert, who's an extrovert? And we thought, all right, you know, there's a perception that those of us a bit more outspoken are the extroverts, and those of us that are a little bit more quieter are the introverts. Well, according to that test, that's not so. And the majority of the people in our office, the large majority, are actually introverts. Now, it's the environment is, I think, conducive to any kind of collaboration, and unrelated to what type of, you know, introvert or extrovert you might be. You asked about numbers earlier. There's one number I came across recently that says that 70% of what people know about their job is gained through everyday interaction with their colleagues. That's a staggering number. And by having a very collaborative environment, you encourage that.
You're going to get that because you're going to be out there and available to it. But for someone who may not want to be available at that moment, when you're in a very open plan, how do you safeguard? Or how does someone say, not now? I mean, if you're in an office where you can close your door, you can close the door, glass or otherwise, the door is still closed.
I think the answer to that is you have to give alternatives. You have to give people the option of getting up from their desk and go somewhere else. And we have, you know, these lounges I mentioned in the beginning. We have areas with tables and the movable chairs that are a bit more to the side, a little bit more in a private area. We only have one room that has non-glass walls, and that's HR. So that is an option.
Does that mean even the napping room has a glass door?
Oh, good catch. No, the napping room is not clear glass.
I mean, having somebody kind of snooze with their mouth open might not be a sight you'd want to have.
You got a point there. The other room that doesn't have a glass door is the shower.
That's another good
thing.
Call. And if you would like to call us to tell us about your workplace, we want to hear from you. 941-3689 or 877-941-3689. Is there something about your office you really love? Is there something about your office you just detest and wish you could change tomorrow? And how does any of this fit into the idea of having a more open, collaborative plan for you and your coworkers, or if you're a teacher, you and your students? 941-3689 is our number, 941-3689 or 877-941-3689. We seem to be a little bit behind the curve in making a change with this trend, but not too terribly much behind the curve, according to Bettina Maynard. What's the next big thing that we should be looking forward to sort of embracing in Hawaii that you see happening in mainland workspaces? Is there something beyond just this open collaborative plan and modular mobile furniture and low sight lines?
Well, you might, it's hard to predict the future. And this development here is new. So we're somewhat on the, on the cutting edge with things here in Hawaii. So that will take a few years to, you know, spread to everybody. One thought could be, well, the individual workspaces are getting smaller, people becoming more mobile. Are we getting rid of an office space. You know, we had the caller earlier that seemed to kind of indicate that. I would say no. We will continue to collaborate with each other. We need to be together, particularly our profession. That's how we work. We work in teams, and I think for us, this setup right now works very well.
With some of the buildings in Hawaii where you just can't necessarily knock down walls and create open space.
Oh, you can.
Well, I mean, unless they're a bearing wall, then you're not going to be able to do that, depending upon where you are in that building. But for a lot of people who are looking to dip their toe into this idea of more open collaborative plans, I mean, David's office seems to be just a little bit of both, and you can sort of pick and choose some of that. Are there things that you would tell organizations or companies to look at doing if they want to be able to increase the amount of information that's shared with their employees and increase productivity and collaboration? Are there other quick fixes that they can start to experience a little bit of this without making a huge, huge investment?
I think every firm is a little bit different. So it's very hard to answer this with the solution for everyone. Every group has to figure out what helps them the most in regards to collaboration. I think the key really is collaboration. And what is it that makes that work for a particular firm? I think it comes to that. The openness certainly helps. But like you say, there might be physical restrictions that don't allow that.
Well, I mean, here looking at the building right here at 738 Kaheka Street, you're here and you can see that there's a finite amount of, you know, sort of pushing the envelope that we're going to be able to do with it because we have the building. We have no windows. That's not a very good thing. We have lots of, you know, little studios. If we need to see somebody, we have to run upstairs or run downstairs. I mean, it's just a fact of life here, but it does encourage us to get up and move if we need to. But then again, it can be just as easy to walk into a studio and close the door and look up the clock and realize that 3 hours have gone by without seeing a single soul. So isn't by part being driven by what your physical space can't do?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. It's also a little bit of the type of profession one is in. The architecture, you know, an architecture office with 100 people is, you know, it's a different thing than a radio station.
Well, and I'm not saying that our radio station is particularly indicative of all radio stations. It's just that this particular building that once upon a time, which some of you may know if you listen to our backyard quizzes, was a bank. And so, you know, here we are in studios in a place that used to be a vault. It just has certain parameters. That's it.
I would agree, too, as far as you're limited by what you have and, of course, resources if you can't expand. How we actually got started, because similarly, you know, you have only a certain size classroom, would be even if it starts as like once a week, if your group or your team can even get away off of the site and collaborate over, you know, whatever.
A walking meeting.
Yeah. And literally just kind of get away for that sort of collaboration in a different venue. It does extend itself to different thinking. And so I know that we are, to be real, we are limited and we all are doing our thing. But if we can set aside a time per week or whatever it is for each company, it does help just to have that team in a different setting.
So the space doesn't drive the thinking as much as you're thinking about the thinking and the collaboration does.
Right.
All right. 941-3689 is our number, 941-3689. You guys are quiet today. Maybe you're just jealous of these people who have these fabulous, open-planned, wonderful offices where everything is new and modular. I don't know. What do you think about that? Would you like to change your office if you could? 941-3689 or 877-941-3689. Everyone's come through the recession, hanging on to whatever you had to hang on to make it through. But maybe now it's a time to give it a fresher look and see if perhaps now might be the time to change how you do business or how you teach and what kind of classroom you really want to have for your students. 941-3689 or 877-941-3689. You have a beautiful campus, Mahina. You do.
Thank you.
And there's no two ways around that. But for a lot of schools that aren't as fortunate to be in that situation, the classroom has to become the mini campus, and to be able to have people look around and feel that there's a warm, welcoming environment that is nourishing, that's in engendering a lot of collaboration. Are there bits and pieces of advice that you pass on to teachers who have different situations than yours, who clearly don't have the resources to be able to create modular, pod-like places where people can go and sort of lighten and collaborate with each other?
You've made a great point, and I think the end result, and even at La Pietra, we're talking about the furniture and all the mobile thing, but really, at the end of the day, it's the students. They really shine for us. And so for each individual, we learn in our studies that this is what really helps with girls learning, the collaboration, project-based. At another school, it might be something different. So I think just finding whatever that is, we can all get out of our classrooms. We can move around. We know movement's important. So creating whatever you can within the resources you have. But at the end of the day, those students have to be the ones that provide those opportunity and will really be the shining stars for you.
We're going now to Carol from Honolulu, who wants to get in on this conversation. Aloha, Carol. Thanks for your patience.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I have seen Architects Hawaii's office, and I believe it is, in fact, the office of the future.
Ooh, you got a fan.
That collaboration is absolutely key, whether it's a wonderful school like La Pietra or a bunch of architects. Yes, not everybody's as fortunate to have beautiful spaces as they are, but they have done a magnificent job of making it a place where people can feel happy going to work and where clients can get really engaged with their projects. So I just want to applaud what they've done.
And they're glad that they have a fan. Thanks, Carol, very much.
Thank you for
the call. But,
Thank you, Carol.
Her point that, not everybody is as fortunate to be able to redesign their workspace. And you guys got to kind of start from ground zero with it and design what you wanted for the whole purpose of it. That, in some cases, can be a luxury that most folks don't get to do. Is there a starting place that you could give someone so they don't feel excluded from this kind of movement?
Well, frankly, one point that I would want to make is that we started this because we had an opportunity with the lease expiring, and we talked about the physical environment earlier. The old floor plate that we had in the building that we were in didn't lend itself quite as beautifully to this type of workspace as this one here did. So, there was a little bit of that.
So maybe part of it is, if you're looking at a lease that's coming due, maybe it's time to move around and look around for a better place.
It's a wonderful opportunity, and I would encourage everyone that's listening right now to absolutely do that.
All right. Well, right now we're going to go and talk to Steve calling us from Waikoloa. Aloha, Steve. Thanks for your patience.
Aloha. I have a kind of an interesting experience in my work environment, because I commute basically between three different work sites, two on the mainland, one in Arizona, one in Oregon, and then my home in Waikoloa.
That's a heck of a commute.
Thankfully, I only go back and forth a few times a year. And what I was going to say is I have the experience of being a remote worker collaborating with engineers and architects around the globe, and then I have the opportunity to work in kind of the old school sea of cubicles in the corporate space, and in Arizona, where we've transformed our buildings into these more modern areas where the cubicles have low walls. Not everyone is assigned to a specific desk. There are collaboration areas that range from things that look like a living room to a kitchen to, just big areas, as well as the regular conference rooms and phone booths and things like that. And it's an interesting experience for me as I transition between these three environments. I'm old enough that the sea of cubicles is probably one of the more natural environments, and when I go to the other two, I have an experience of culture shock as I transition into these open environments, and when I get to to my remote site here in Hawaii, that too is a culture shock and requires a different kind of discipline to collaborate. And there's good and bad of each one of those areas.
But it's wonderful, though, that, Steve, you've been able to make that transition and that you have this wide experience all in your work life where you're not just in one place, but you get to experience, in some cases, the discomfort of going into a situation that is a little bit foreign to you.
Yeah, and some of my coworkers, you know, especially as we've, you know, in the one Arizona site where we've gone to this revamped, more open environment, you know, some folks just love the open area, the collaboration space, the fact that there's plenty of conference rooms that you can't reserve. You just have to show up with someone else to use them. And then there are others who, you know, because there's many people who just speak really loudly and spend a lot of time on the phone, just basically scare off all the workers in these more open spaces.
All right. Well, Steve, we don't mean to scare you off, but we're coming to the end of the hour. Thanks very much for calling and sharing your story. We appreciate
it. All righty.
You know, we are coming down to the end of the hour here, and, you know, people may be a little reticent to talk about their workspaces, or maybe they just really wish they could make some changes that aren't possible right now. But it seems in many cases that we're seeing a lot of changes in the whole way we design space at home, at work, in classrooms. I mean, once upon a time, there were parlors and living rooms, and then we sort of entered this whole area of everybody wanted a great room, which somehow, you know, fed into a kitchen and a dining area. It seems as if we're kind of back to that big space that you make out of it what you will, and it calls to you, and it has enough space where you can do things in it. Are we seeing that kind of across the board now? Is that one of the bigger movements in architecture?
I would think so. And you hit it on the head. The movement from home to either work or school, it's feeling much more comfortable because that's what somebody is used to at home. And to kind of walk into your next environment and not just be something completely different, there's a comforting there, even though for some people it is a little more risky. I would agree with our last caller, Steve. It's not, you know, it takes some a little longer to adjust to that. But I think what we're seeing is definitely more of, you know, the trend from comfort of home to maybe your work environment. And you mentioned earlier, I just want to say, how do we give advice to maybe people who don't have the same opportunity? And maybe it would be first just starting with a group and seeing what their needs or wants might be. That would be my first recommendation. And then if it can't, just because of the physical limitations, maybe trying to provide other opportunities at the workplace via maybe exercise things or, you know, X, Y, and Z. So it's not always easy, and we're just real fortunate. So I'm looking forward to our new work spaces,
which will be ready by hopefully the end of summer.
You got it.
And Mahina, we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Mahina Hugo is head of school at La Pietra, and Bettina Maynard is COO of Architects Hawaii. Thank you both for joining me this hour.
Thank you for having us.
And enjoy
your new
space.
Thank you.
And we will vicariously. We will be back with you next week for another town square. We're going to take a look at some of the opposition to rail who say it's not over yet. Really? Really? Okay, we'll talk about it next week on Town Square, and I'll see you tomorrow morning for the conversation right here on HPR2 at 8 o'clock. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. Have a good evening. Aloha.